Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you for inviting me to preach here at Southwark Cathedral at this Sunday, evensong commemorating 500 years since the beginning of the Reformation. It is a privilege to be your guest and to share in the feast of beautiful and inspiring liturgy, architecture, and music. This year has been so full of many wonderful events that I had to make a choice of which invitations to accept and which, unfortunately, to decline. Whatever is our walk of life, most of us have experienced the excitement of receiving an invitation to festivities, starting from our playmates' birthday parties, siblings' graduation celebrations, and friends' weddings. Depending on how active our social life is, we continue receiving invitations, which sometimes overcrowd our diaries and leave us with a problem of conflicting entries. However, regardless of whether our diaries are brimming full or completely empty, one invitation stands out, an invitation issued to us all. This is the invitation to the great feast of life. We are invited by the King, the Son, and Prince of Life, as today's reading and the text of the cantata puts it, namely by God Himself, in this world, in this life, we are always guests. We have been welcomed and we are wanted. God wants us our company. God is our host. Unfortunately, God's invitation is not always greeted with overwhelming enthusiasm. Sometimes it is ignored, made light of, mocked, or resisted. People give preference to other attractions, joys, and delights by which they can enjoy themselves. Today's gospel illustrates two kinds of enjoyment: the joys which every individual enjoys for himself or herself, and shared joy. The great invitation is to a shared joy, to a feast which is meant to bring many people together. Moreover, there is a distinction between the joys which each individual has earned and achieved through his or her initiatives and hard work, and the joy which is simply given. The divine host is inviting people to a joy which he is preparing and which everyone else can only receive as a gift when they come along as guests and rejoice. The greatest joy that can bind people together is joy in God. And that kind of joy can only be a gift. Its essence is that it is shared with others and does not deprive anyone of anything. There isn't competition or rivalry, but conviviality and inclusivity. As today's parable pointed out, it is often the case that those who boast of their worldly success are less sensitive to and accepting of God's call and welcome. Those who are less fortunate in worldly terms often know better that true joy can only be a shared joy, and that they depend on each other and the world around them. We encounter God as the host not only when we experienced Him as the Creator in whose world we are invited to live in fellowship with all creation. That God desires our company is manifested most clearly by the Incarnation, by God becoming human and living among us and for us. Jesus not only opens his arms to offer hospitality, but he enables others to reach other people, to reach out in welcome too. His loving and generous welcome to us gives us the courage to open up to him and to our neighbor. This giving and receiving of welcome we experience in a very special way in the Eucharist, in which the incarnate Christ offers himself to us and blesses us with his presence. Bach's cantata we heard today is based on a popular Lutheran Eucharistic hymn, Schmücke dich, o liebe Seele, Soul, adorn yourself with gladness. In words and music, it expressed the joy and almost dance-like excitement of being invited to the lavish meal hosted by the Savior and Prince of Life, to be nourished by and united with God. In the Eucharist, we are guests of Jesus, called, invited, and welcomed by him. At the same time, we are set free to invite and receive Jesus into our lives, and literally into our bodies, in the Holy Communion. Celebrating the Feast of the Eucharist not only reminds us that we are invited to be guests, but also enables us to see our neighbors and fellow Christians as God's guests, whom God has invited to. Moreover, sharing in the fullness of Jesus' presence, we are empowered to share in his mission and live lives of hospitality and welcome, inviting others to be guests as well and share with many in the great joyful feast of life. This is what we celebrate today through words and music, marking the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. We celebrate God's grace, God's invitation and joy as a gift to be received and shared in the great banquet where there is place for everyone. So that, as we just sang and prayed together, Jesus, bread of life, most truly, grant that I thy love may rightly measure, that I too, as here on earth now, may become a guest in heaven. Amen.